welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today as we share the goodness of the Lord, His faithfulness. And before I go into sharing the word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are our God and there is none beside you. I thank you, Lord, that you number the very hairs of our head. Father, I thank you that you compass us our path and our lying down and are acquainted with all of our ways. And there is not a word in our mouth, Lord, O Lord, O Lord, but thou knowest it altogether. Lord, we thank you that you are with us no matter where we go. If we ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If we make our bed in hell, lo, thou art there. If we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead us and your right hand shall hold us. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everyone who is going through difficult times right now, that you would comfort them as only the Spirit of the Lord can. Lord, human desire, human effort, human ability is falls so short of real significant help. And yes, Lord, I know you use people, but it's only by the miraculous power and touch of Almighty God that we can be changed. And so, Father, we call out to you for the power of God to be manifested in the lives of these people, these brothers and sisters who are listening. And Father, if there should be one that does not know you or is far away, by your love and your gentleness, you will draw them back to you. Draw them to you, Lord, if they've never had the experience of being born again. Father, I pray, Lord, that your love will so overwhelm them, they will be brought irresistibly to the throne of grace, to the foot of the cross, and accept you, who are the only way, truth, and life. Father, I thank you as we put our hearts upon you, as we draw nigh unto you. The scripture tells you will draw nigh unto us. So we do draw nigh, Lord, with all that we are, our heart, our intent, our motive, our purpose, and that is to glorify you in these few moments we share together. And Lord, that you would make your living word so alive in our lives and in our hearts, Lord, that we shall be transformed and we truly shall be changed from glory to glory in the matchless, mighty name above every name. The name of Jesus, our Savior. We thank you for it, Father. Amen and amen. Well, allow me to share a few verses of Scripture with you that is found in the first epistle of John, chapter 1. And John says in verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Praise God. We live in tremendous times, brothers and sisters. We're living in a time where the evil and the perilous times that are so evident in the world are increasing in multiplied ways in so many fronts. And within the nations of the world, there's tumult, there's rumors of war, there's sickness, there's disease, there's natural disasters. But beloved, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is joy, for he is building his church. For the Lord takes pleasure in Zion. Hallelujah. He does. He is our God who faithfully watches over the building that he is constructing. constructing. He's bringing together lively stones from every nation, every kindred and tongue, from every kind of background, and he's putting us together, a remnant who will glorify him and take orders and follow the instructions of our head, which is Jesus. Every one of us, our members, are lively stones of his body if we've surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the man or woman or church or congregation or nation who has not learned to trust in the Lord and to lean upon his guidance, the guidance of the Holy Spirit in this hour in which we're living, is living far beneath the divine heritage that has been provided to us, given to us by God the Father, by sending his Son Jesus. We have been given divine deliverance from sin and its consequences. And as we know the truth, we know the truth will set us free, will make us free. Walking in this freedom that I'm talking about is not adhering to a set of religious principles. It's not just understanding the principles of Christianity. It's not understanding doctrine. Walking in the light of good endeavors, no matter how noble and how praiseworthy in the sight of man, that's not sufficient to please God. Our human efforts at doing good things certainly may be commendable to one another, but they fall far short of pleasing our Heavenly Father's demands. Jesus came for many purposes. He came to redeem man back to God. He came to give us abundant life. He came so we could walk in the light of his presence. And of course, he knew our spirit was willing, but our flesh is weak, and he knew our feeble efforts to follow him through our own ability would ultimately lead to defeat. They would crumble and disintegrate. Jesus, who is truth and is also the life and the way, if we are to walk in a way that's pleasing before God, we have to, according to the scripture I shared with you, walk in the light of Jesus Christ in full obedience. There is but one way to God. And any attempt on the part of humanity to establish another or so-called improved individual way is doomed to fail. There are many religions in the world, and perhaps you've heard this statement that Christianity is not a religion, but it is a relationship. It is an adherence, it's a way, if you will, a way of life. It's a walk of understanding, of spiritual revelation, in which we understand the Creator of heaven and earth, the God of all the universes, He who spoke every living and inanimate object, everything into existence. He is the one who is love personified. He is, as for God, he's perfect in all of his ways, but in his love, he desired fellowship. He created the angels, and there was high treason committed against him when a third of them decided to follow Lucifer, the light bearer, who wanted to be like God. And if that was not enough, God desired to create man in his own image, and knowing full well that man also would betray him in the garden. And so the lie that the Lucifer, the shining one, spoke to Eve when she was deceived, he said, "Why can't you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil?" And she said, "Because God said that we should not." And he said, "That's not true." And of course, he is a liar, the father of lies. And he said, "If you eat, your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as gods." And mankind, through all the eons, through all the ages, has always, the fallen man has attempted to achieve that very goal. And much of what we're seeing now in the New Age movement, in the humanist endeavors, the things we see with transhumanism and the AI intelligence and the agenda of the globalists, they are trying to deify man, that he's going to have increased powers and abilities far beyond what we presently possess due to medical technology and improvement. They're wanting to improve on what God has made. Now, of course, would improvements and medical breakthroughs be helpful in terms of sicknesses? Of course. God, the whole medical profession was designed to bring healing to man. God is a compassionate God. But the only true reality, the only truth, and that is why man hates the message of the gospel, because there is only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As for God, as I said, his way is perfect, and he knows what man needs, and he's desired to walk in fellowship with man. He's called us to be in fellowship with him, and the cross and the blood of Jesus is that vehicle, those vehicles that and united us and restored us and reconciled us to our Heavenly Father. And it is through the strength of Jesus Christ alone that will the gulf of human imperfection will be bridged. And it is through Jesus that we have access into the very presence of God. Think of that, beloved. Is that not amazing? If Jesus had to wait the hour of his Father's choosing in order to move in obedience to his Father's will, how much more do we, as his children, have to depend on the guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead us in paths of obedience to the whole counsel of God, the will of God. Well, my time has flown on this broadcast, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in at the same time. If you're not able to or want to rehear a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But without bringing this broadcast to a close, I never do that without giving you, the radio audience, an opportunity to write and share your prayer needs. Some of you have never written to a media ministry, and God has kept this ministry relatively small. So when you write, Sister Glass personally answers you. No one else answers the mail or reads letters, but I this is my promise to you that I will pray for you and send back what God gives to be a blessing to your heart. I love you, and I pray for you every day. How grateful I am for you, UCM partners that are listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.